USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is starting his annual physical. The president went to Walter Reed National Medical Center in Maryland for portions of his annual checkup. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says that the president took advantage of some free time in an otherwise busy schedule to start his routine annual physical exam. Several firearms that were found in the home of the Santa Clarita shooting suspect are being examined. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says surveillance video of the shooting at Saugus High School appeared to show it was a premeditated attack.
The way he was firing his weapon, he was counting his rounds. It appeared he knew exactly what he had. And bringing that weapon on campus to begin with, it wasn't a spur of the moment act.
Budget official Mark Sandy told the House during a closed-door impeachment inquiry on Saturday that, in his opinion, the decision to freeze military aid to Ukraine was highly irregular. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee is releasing two more depositions of testimony given earlier in the impeachment inquiry. Transcripts were released from National Security official Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams, aide to Vice President Mike Pence. A warning has been issued by the law enforcement community regarding the use of public USB charging stations. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
That warning comes from the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office that inventive cyber criminals now have technology that allows them to steal your information when you use one of those public USB charging stations. I spoke to data protection expert Carol Nichols, who tells us about juice jacking.
I would advise not to use a public charging station because there's no way you can determine if it's secure. And since it's public, the person that might have used it last might have been a criminal that inserted some type of device that's going to be able to penetrate your device.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ellie Goulding will perform at the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game after all. The Grammy-nominated artist had threatened to pull out of her planned performance at the game between the Cowboys and Bills, which also kicks off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign after fans called her out regarding the organization's relationship with the LGBTQ community into question. Alex Clark is a spokesman for Turning Points USA, and she says,
yeah, you know, she's like any other celebrity right now. They're waking up every single morning. They're walking on eggshells. They're terrified that they're not going to be woken up. I didn't know that there was a wrong way to serve soup, but apparently there is, we've learned. And Ellie made the mistake first of looking at some of her negative comments. And you and I both know that you never read the mean comments, right? And so she does that instead of going to the Salvation Army's actual website, which says clear as day, clear as crystal, as Willy Wonka would say. It says right there, we don't discriminate against anyone in the LGBTQ community. We support the trans community, whatever, as far as serving to them as a Christian organization. So then she had to walk everything back, and it was like, yikes, maybe I went a little ahead on this.
And finally, former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick says he's ready to go if a team wants him. At least five NFL teams attended his workout on Saturday after his representatives changed the location just minutes before it was scheduled to begin. The NFL was not happy that Kaepernick moved the workout last minute. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.